It's now been over a year since the Andover Subacute and Rehab Center number 2 made headlines after, remember, stacking 17 bodies in a makeshift morgue. But answers about what happened over that weekend, even though we have an Open Public Records Act, it's not that transparent as far as the answers in this instance. County of Sussex continues to wait on OPA requests. We have County Council Kevin Kelly, who first contacted New Jersey Department of Health back on May 1st, 2020, then May 12th of 2020, asking for 19 different types of records. His last correspondence with the state was August last year when the Murphy administration's Department of Health, their officials requested, another extension. It's not that he's asking for anything tremendously difficult. Pretty routine complaint inspection reports for the subacute facilities, Department of Health's communications with Andover Subacute's legal counsel, communications between the states and County of Sussex, and Andover Subacute's personal protective equipment, or PPP inventory. You would think that would be information readily and easily available. Oh, by the way, Andover Subacute and Rehab 1 and 2, they recently were renamed. Limecrest Subacute and Rehabilitation, and Woodland Behavioral and Nursing Center. It's not going to erase the past, changing the name like that, but somebody thinks that's meaningful of something. And it was the Subacute 2 facility, by the way, where the 17 bodies in the makeshift morgue were found. We also have Sussex County Commissioner Herbert Yardley asking, is there something that they, meaning New Jersey Department of Health, that they don't want us to see? He suggested the Sussex County file a lawsuit in federal court against the state. Now, there is some information that is publicly available. For example, the facility was fined $220,235 for putting their patients in jeopardy and providing substandard care. That's according to the federal court. The CMS, that's the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is a division of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, they issued its inspection report for the Andover Subacute Rehab 2. They found that the facility was not in substantial compliance with federal regulations and requirements. The facility was cited for concerns including multiple patients with elevated temperatures and no documented clinical assessment or follow-up from the medical staff. Documented incidences of a patient under investigation, it's known as a PUI, for COVID-19 being placed in a room with a resident who was asymptomatic. In one case, a patient under investigation for COVID-19, their test came back positive, and only then was the resident moved to a different room. Review of facility documentation found a lot of missing elements, including missing temperature logs for residents and a lack of documentation of resident symptoms. There was also multiple instances of insufficient PPE usage and protection for staff in the facility. Not really surprised of all this, because over the past 3 years, the overall rating for Andover Subacute and Rehab 2, no matter what their name is, is one star, placing it, quote, much below average. Health inspection during that time brought up 5 citations and also saw the facility rated with 1 star. And yet when the county where this horror took place asked the state for more information so they could take care of the residents, if the state doesn't want to do that, silence. From an administration, by the way, that, well, just like every other politician when they're running for office, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, as a candidate, promised transparency if he was elected. And as you can see, as that one example shows, seem to have a lot of dark clouds and fog in that transparency that Murphy promised. Since March 2020, at the start of the pandemic, Murphy administration and state legislatures, they've made access to government records quite a bit more difficult. Talked here on Issues and Ideas about how requests for coronavirus-related information from the Murphy administration has been responded to with, if it's been responded to with heavily redacted documents. You might see every third adverb on what you get. In response to the circumstances provided by the pandemic, lockdowns, working from home, caring for loved ones, lawmakers revised the state's Open Public Records Act to lift the 7-day deadline for records officials to respond to requests. After signing the bill back in March of last year, Murphy said it was necessary because the state was, quote, in a war with the virus, and we just have to deal with the reality of manpower, the ability to turn things around. The intent of all that was to give flexibility to the record keepers at all levels of government. The result has, in many cases, been weeks, and as you heard now, months of delays for what are routine requests that could have been filled within that old 7-day deadline. To deal with this, the lawmakers in July revised the law again. It passed unanimously in the Senate and in the Assembly Committee, but has not gotten a vote in the full Assembly for it to go to Murphy to be signed. According to a State Assembly spokesperson, the bill is still being reviewed and under consideration. Just a few examples of the clouds in the Murphy transparency. Before New Jersey registered its first positive case, Murphy put together a coronavirus task force to, well, prepare. Administration has kept every single detail of those meetings secret. There was the Trenton Bureau of the USA Today Network, Atlantic Group. They asked for, again, some basic information, meeting minutes, audio recordings of the meetings, experts who assisted in with the task force, any reports or recommendations that it made. The response? There are no documents responsive to the request, and it would be virtually impossible to compile a list of personnel and experts the task force consulted. USA Today Network's Trenton Bureau, they also requested info about personal protective equipment, PPE, that medical facilities were ordered by Murphy to report daily to the Department of Health. They sought records after Murphy said PPE supplies were limited and wanted to show how prepared the facilities were, how the state distributed gear to hospitals, long-term care homes, things like that. State police initially denied the request based on, ready for this, a sentence in New Jersey's public health emergency law, which says, quoting here, correspondence, records, reports, and medical information made, maintained, received, or filed pursuant to the law are not to be considered a public record. And after the USA Today challenged that denial, the state then said providing that information, quote, could expose a facility to a potential act of terrorism. You can't make this up, because if you tried, they'd lock you up.